Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Life and Afterlife of Harry Houdini by Joe Posnanski. Read by Jacques Roy.
For Margot, Elizabeth, and Katie. Would I have liked Houdini? I don't know. Are you supposed to like heroes? Patrick Culleton. Los Angeles, November 30th, 1915. Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Houdini sang, for in those days he did sing. Houdini's voice, in many ways, was more magical than any escape or illusion. He spent a lifetime cultivating it, smoothing it, flattening out the Hungarian accent, cleaning up the New York street grime, transforming every da into thee, these into these, and ain't into are not. By the time he became famous, and by 1915 he was famous in more countries than any performer on earth, you could hear European high society in the street urchin's voice. One newspaper writer said he spoke Parisian English, a passing reference that meant so much to Houdini that he clipped and saved the article and proudly showed it to friends for the rest of his life. Houdini did not just clean up his voice. He amplified it, not by shouting, but by releasing it into the audiences, as if his words were the birds from his first...